With a few candidates up and down the ballot unsure whether they won or lost, a lot of Alaskans are looking to the thousands of ballots that remain uncounted. APRN's Liz Ruskin talked with the director of the Division of Elections, Gail Fanumiai.
Fanumiai says it's too early to say exactly how many ballots are outstanding.
Right now we have in the offices throughout the state 23,608 absentee and early votes that are eligible to be counted.
She says those are from voters who live throughout the state, not in any particular district.
The majority of them are from non-rural areas of the state, meaning Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, the Mat-Su area.
But there are thousands of other kinds of ballots to be added to the total. Fanumiai is expecting several thousand questioned ballots. 4 years ago, there were 13,000, so that's her ballpark figure. Also, almost 14,000 absentee ballots were sent to voters but not yet returned. Some of those are still arriving by mail. Plus, this year, Alaska had more than 200 absentee in-person voting locations across the state.
And those ballots, we still have some of those who will still be coming back in that were probably voted within the last 5 to 6 days.
She says those are likely to number in the thousands, too. The next count will take place November 11 and again on the 14th through the 19th as needed. Once the elections are certified toward the end of the month, anyone can ask for a recount, which is free only if the results are 10 votes or 0.5% apart. Fanumiai says a few precincts had trouble getting the ballots into the voting machines this year, particularly early in the day.
The ballots are just longer. The AccuVote units were having trouble just sucking them through, or, you know, the roller heads on them to feed them through. The ones that couldn't go through went into the emergency compartment and then were fed through the unit at the end of the night by the board before they submitted their results.
Despite all the money and advertising in this election, Fanumiai says turnout appears to be lower than in previous midterms, 44% by election night. But that number will rise as more ballots come in. In Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.